确实，请坐。
Just I have shared with you earlier about myself when I first came to Jesus Church.
就像我稍早跟你一起分享我刚刚来教会的时候。
So when I first saw the sister pray in the spirit.
所以当我第一次看到这姐妹在圣里面祷告。
I thought this is the weirdest thing.
我觉得说这是最奇怪的事。
And I say to myself.
我这么跟我自己说。
I would never ever want to go to Bible study again with Jesus Church.
我绝对不会再去这个真耶稣教会的查经了。
Then I know the following week they will call me to invite me again.
但是下一个礼拜，他们又打电话，又邀请我去。
So the time I decide I want to go to the movies.
那时候我决定说，我想要去看电影。
Because this movies last for 3 hours.
因为这个电影要播映的时间是三个小时。
So I get out of work at 5.
所以我离开公司是五点的时候。
The movie start at 6.
这个电影是六点开始。
Then it will finish by 9.
九点结束。
And by 9 o'clock, the Bible study also will be over.
所以九点的时候。这个查经也应该结束了。
Because I really not want to go to Bible study.
因为我真的不想去这个查经。
So the time I went to the movies.
所以我就去这个看这个电影。
And 9 o'clock I came out of the movies.
所以九点我就出来电影院。
When I came to my car and wanted a sister call me my cell phone.
所以当我进到我的车的时候，我姐妹打到我的手机上。
And she asked me, Woody, are you coming to Bible study?
她说 ，Woody， 你要来查经吗？
And I say, it's already 9 o'clock. Bible study is over, right?
我说已经九点了啊，这个查经不是晚了吗
？And she say, no, tonight we started late.
不是啊，我们今天晚上查经晚一点开始。
And the time I said, I'm very hungry. I need to get something to eat.
所以那时候我就说，我非常饿，我需要去拿吃点东西。
And she said, great, tonight we have a hot pot.
说太好了，我们今天晚上刚好大家有分享。
Of course, for me, I never say no to free food.
当然我从来对这个有不用付钱的
食物都不会拒绝的。But if you look back, this is all truly God guidance.
我再想起来，这真的是神的带领。
So I went to Bible study that night.
所以那晚我就去了查经。
Of course, this time I asked him, "How do you pray?"
所以这次我就问说，你们怎么祷告呢
？Because the first time I went to Bible study, they didn't say anything to me. Just say, "Woody, kneel down and pray, say hallelujah."
因为第一次我去的时候，他们都没有跟我解释，他们就说祷告，说Woody, 你就跪下来祷告。
So this time they showed me how we should pray.
所以那一次他们就再一次跟我解释说要怎么祷告。
Kneel down, put our hands together, and close our eyes.
所以你就跪下来，把手合起来，把眼睛闭着。
And to repent in our hearts to God.
那从心里面真的悔改。
And we can say anything we want, but say hallelujah means praise the Lord.
我们可以说任何事，但是当我们讲 hallelujah 就是赞美神。
And the second time Bible study, I took it more seriously.
所以第二晚的这个查经我就比较认真。
So when I prayed, I feel peace and joy inside my heart.
所以当我祷告的时候，我可以感觉到平安，感觉到喜乐在我心里。
And that time I want to feel that I want to pray more.
所以那时候感觉说我想要在做更多的祷告。
So when I went back home,
所以我就回家。
Every single night,
每天晚上
，I try to pray at least 5 minutes before I go to sleep.
我就尝试在睡觉前祷告五分钟。
Because I truly want to receive this Holy Spirit.
因为我真的想要得到这个圣灵。
So one night after my prayer,
所以有一晚我祷告以后
，and I went to sleep.
我就去睡觉。
And it's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
那当一两点的时候，半夜一两点的时候
，and I heard a voice.
我听到一个声音
，Say Woody, get up and pray.
我是说 ，Woody， 起来祷告。
Of course, the time I was half asleep.
那时候我还半睡半醒当中。
So when I heard get up and pray.
所以当我听到说起来来祷告
，I just slide off my bed and I kneel down and put my hands together.
所以我就从床上下来就跪着就把我手合起来祷告。
And the minute I say Hallelujah.
所以当我一开口说 Hallelujah,
I did not finish saying Hallelujah.
我还没有把 Hallelujah 说完。
And all of a sudden, I feel this great heat came to my head.
我就感觉到一种热能热风从我头上下来。
And then my tongue started rolling.
那我的舌头开始卷动。
And my body was filled with heat.
我身体就充满着热。
And I was shaken.
我身体震动。
And then I realized.
我就了解。
I received God Holy Spirit.
我就知道说我得到了圣灵。
And at that time I was so joyful.
在那时候我非常的喜乐。
I could not believe for the first time in my life God exists.
我真的不能相信说第一次我真的体验到神的存在。
And during that time.
所以在那时候。
I was also moved by the Holy Spirit.
我也被圣灵感动。
And at that time I cried bitterly just like a little kid.
我就一直哭，就像小孩子哭一样。
Because for me I could not imagine.
那对我来讲，我真的不能想象。
That God loved me so much.
神这么爱我。
And give me His Holy Spirit.
给我宝贵的圣灵。
And then I was moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以我被圣灵感动。
Then I also heard a voice.
我又听到一个声音。
Say, Woody, read 1 Peter.
他说 ，Woody。请读彼得一书。
Of course, back then I have no idea what 1 Peter was.
那时候我并不知道彼得前书是什么。
So thank God, finally I found 1 Peter.
所以我后来总算找到了彼得前书。
And the minute I put my eyes on 1 Peter,
当我把眼睛看到这个彼得前书的时候
，And the Bible, the words in the Bible became alive.
这个圣经的话就好像突然有生命一样。
That is the first time in my life I knew that the Bible was the word of God.
这那是我才知道真的清楚相信说神这个圣经就是神的话。
So that's why, friends.
所以亲爱的朋友
，Tonight we have speak to you everything according to God's will.
今天我跟你分享都是根据圣经所讲的。
But it's up to you to accept it or not.
但是是在于你要不要信。
It's up to you if you want to open your heart to invite God inside your heart or not.
在于你要不要开你的心邀请主耶稣进来。
Just like for me.
就像我一样
Back then, I have nothing to lose.
在那时候我并没有什么可以
If I pray sincerely to God,
如果我真的向神虔诚祷告
Spirit,
如果我没有得到圣灵
then I'm just exactly the way I am, just like before.
那我就像以前一样
But what happened if God truly moved our hearts?
但如果神真的感动我们的心
and He come to dwell inside of us,
那真的进来我们的心里面
we would gain everything.
那我们就得到全部了
And this everything is to enter.The kingdom of heaven.
这个全部就是能得到神的国。
So that's why we invite you to come up to front to pray with us.
是我邀请你们都能到前面来祷告。
Pray with a sincere heart.
用虔诚的心来祷告。
And truly seek for the true and living God.
真的追求这个活这又真又活的神。
Because it doesn't matter who we are out there.
不管你是什么人
For sure inside heart we know God exists.
我们知道我们心里知道说神是存在的。
We know it must be a higher being exists in this world.
我们知道有更高的灵。在存在这个世界上。
Of course, the high being is the God we preach to you tonight.
这个更高的灵就是我们向你传的这个神。
And He loves every single one of us very much.
因为他爱我们每一个人。
And He hopes that every single one of us do His will.
他希望每个人都遵守他的旨意。
So we can be with Him for eternity in eternal life.
所以我们跟他在一起，能永远跟他在一起。
Now we ask you to come to pray together.
现在我要求，请你们到面前来祷告。
We ask the minister to lay hands to help us to pray.
我们有传道会帮您祷告。
Just like we read in the book of Acts.
就像使徒行传所记载的。
So now come up and pray.
所以现在请你们都一起来面前祷告。主的话。
And do not do His will. It's just like a person, just you know, not truly a Christian.
那不行他的旨意，那就不是一个真正的基督徒。
That's why we turn the book of Mark chapter 6.
再我们翻开马太福音。
The book of Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 46.
马可福音第六章四十六节。
Sorry, the book of Luke, chapter 6.
请翻开路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
路加福音第六章四十六节。
Luke 6, 46.
六章四十六节。
But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
四六节，你们为什么称我主啊，主啊，却不遵守我的话而行呢？
So you can see, many people can call Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord.
所以我们知道很多人都可以称呼主。
But it doesn't mean they will do the things that Lord Jesus Christ told them to do.
这不代表说他们就会遵行主的旨意。
So that's why as Christian.
这是为什么说作为一个基督徒。
It's so important to go back to the Bible.
非常重要我们要再回到圣经来。
And follow exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to do.
来遵行主耶稣教导我们的旨意。
We know that many people in the world are very good people.
我们知道在世界上有很多好人。
And we think because they are good people, they will be saved.
那他们是好的人就会得救吗
？But according to the Bible, we are not saved because we are good people.
但是圣经说我们得救并不是因为我们是好人。
Maybe according to human eyes, people are good, but according to God, everyone is a sinner.
也许在人的标准，我们好的人是好的，但是在神的标准里面，每个人都是罪人。
For example, my parents are very good people.
举例来说，我父母亲是一个非常好的人。
Because they love their children very much.
因为他们很爱他们的子女。
And I remember when they were in Cambodia.
我记得说他们到柬埔寨的时候。
Every day we have no food to eat.
每天我们都没有食物可以吃。
And whatever little food they have, they would give to their children.
如果他们有剩的食物，他们就会给他们的子女吃。
And most of the time we have nothing to drink.
大部分的时间他们都没有什么可以喝的。
But whatever little drink they have, they will give to their children.
那如果他们有任何的可以喝的东西，他们都是给他们自己喝的。
Then I remember one time my mother she told me.
我记得有一次我的母亲这么跟我说。
For almost 3-4 days, there's nothing to drink.
几乎三四天了，我们都没有东西可以喝。
And finally, they will be able to find something to drink.
那最后他们总算找到一些东西可以喝了。
And there are times she would give, you know, her children to drink.
然后他们并不是自己喝，而是拿给他们的子女喝。
And after the children drink, and the children would urinate, and then the parents would drink their urine just to stay alive.
那直到这个子女喝了以后，再把它尿出来，他们再喝他们的尿。
See, if I think about my parents,
我这样想到我的父母亲
actually, they sacrifice so much for the children.
为我们子女牺牲了多么大。
But even though out in humans' eyes, they are very good.
但是在人的眼里面，这父母亲是非常伟大的，非常好的。
But according to the Bible, they are sinners.
但是根据圣经，他们都是罪人。
So if they're not born again of water,
所以如果他们没有从水里重生
they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他们不能进入神的国。
That's why several months ago, my biological father, he was very sick.
这是为什么几个月前我的亲生的 父亲、他病很重
and many years I have preached to him already.
我已经向他传福音几年了
and during that time of course all his life he's a Buddhist
但是这他这么这、我有这么久他一直说他是一个信佛的
actually many people who practice Buddhism they are very good people
我们知道很多信佛的人都是非常好的人
and they don't even hurt animals、
他们也不伤害动物
but being a Buddhist cannot allow us to enter the kingdom of heaven
但并不是说因为信佛教就可以让我们进入神的国。
Because according to the Bible, even though how good you are, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为根据圣经，无论你多么的好，还是不能进神的国。
So during that time I was in Hawaii.
所以有一次我在夏威夷。
And my sister called me that my father he's in hospital.
我姐姐
，my big sister told me that she was in the hospital.
我的大姐跟我讲说，我们的父亲在医院。
So during that time I had to call my father.
所以那时候我就需要打电话给我爸爸。
I told him very plainly.
我这样很清楚地跟他说。
I say, Father, if you're not baptized according to the Bible,
我说父亲啊，如果你没有根据圣经来受洗的话，
you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你就不能进神的国。
Even though as a son, I love him very much.
作为一个儿子的我，我非常的爱他。
And there's many things that I do, I do not want to disobey him.
有很多我做的事情，我不想违背他的旨意。
But when it comes to the truth,
但是当谈到神的旨意。
I can't help but to tell him very plainly.
但是我不能不跟他直接的说。
If he dies tomorrow,
如果你明天死的话
he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你就不能进神的国。
So I tell him you must be baptized.
所以我跟他说你一定要受洗。
According to the Bible.
来根据这个圣经来受洗。
But praise and thank God.
我感谢神。
God must move his heart.
神感动了他的心。
So when I say that to him,
所以当我这么跟他说的时候
he says, Son, I will be baptized.
他说儿子啊，我会接受洗礼。
Of course, for me, I was totally in shock.
所以对我来说，我真的是太惊讶了。
Because for the last 10 years,
因为在过去十年当中
every time I tell him about Jesus Christ,
每次我刚刚跟他谈到主耶稣的时候
he doesn't really want to believe it.
他真的不想相信。
But this time because God's will for him to believe.
但这次因为是神的旨意让他相信。
So when a person is good,
所以一个人是好的话
yes, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他不能进入神的国。
Let's turn the book of Acts.
我们翻开使徒行传。
The book of Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
The book of Acts chapter 10
使徒行传第十章
Verse 1 to verse 4
第一节到第四节
So when we read for these four verses
我们读这四节的时候
Please listen carefully how good this man is
我们请仔细的注意说这个人是多么的好
Acts chapter 10 verse 1
使徒行传第十章
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius a centurion of what was called the Timon regiment verse 2
第二节
A devout man and one who feared God with all his household who give alms generously to the people and pray to God always verse 3
第三节
About the ninth hour of the day he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming and saying to him Cornelius verse 4
第四节
And we had observed him he was afraid and said what is it Lord?So he said to him, Your prayer and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. We can see during this time in Acts chapter 10.
我们可以看到在这记载的《使徒行传》第十章里面
They describe a man named Cornelius.
记载一个人叫做哥尼流。
This Cornelius is a devout man.
这哥尼流是一个虔诚的人。
One who feared God.
一个敬畏神的人。
And one who gave alms generously to the people.
一个多多周济百姓的人。
And he's a person that prayed to God always.
一个常常祷告神的人。
And not only that, in verse 3, he also experienced miracles and signs.
不仅这样，他也看到异象，也有感受到神。
Because during that time, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God talking to him.
因为他看到神的使者跟他说。
And not only that, in verse 4.
不止这样，第四节继续说。
Let all his prayer and alms have come up before God.
天使说，你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前。
So we can see if we look outwardly from a human perspective, this man he was very good.
所以如果从神的标准来看，人的标准来看，这个人是非常好的人。
How many of us are so devout to God?
我们多少有像他这么虔诚？
And how many of us fear God? Not only us, but also the people in our house.
我们多少有像他这么敬畏神呢？
How many of us give alms to the people?
我们多少有这样周济百姓呢？
How many of us pray to God always?
我们有多少有像他这样每天的敬拜神、祷告神
呢？ And how many of us clearly seen an angel talking to us?
那我们多少有亲眼看到天使来跟我们说话呢？
And how many of us God hear all our prayers?
那我们多少有让我们祷告得主垂听呢？
I think very few of us.
我想非常少的人。
So even though this man Cornelius was great,
所以我们看到说哥尼流这个人是非常好的。
But according to the Bible,
但是根据圣经，
he is not saved.
他不会得救。
How do we know he is not saved?
为什么我们知道说他不会得救呢？
If we go to Acts chapter 11,
如果我们看到使徒行传十一章，
chapter 11 verse 14,
十一章是四节，
verse 14,
是四节，
who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved?
他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
This is how we know Cornelius and his household were not saved.
从这里我们知道说，他一家并没有办法得救。
If Cornelius already saved, God did not need to send Peter to his house to preach the word of God to him.
如果哥尼流可以得救的话，那神就不需要差遣西门彼得到他家来传福音给他。
So that's why at the time sent Peter to speak.To speak the word to Cornelius.
这是为什么神差遣彼得到他家来传讲给他。
And Peter was the one to tell him and his household which way he what must he do to be saved.
所以彼得就跟他全家讲说，他必须要做什么才能得救。
So that's why it's very important for us.
这就为什么这对我们说是非常重要的。
A lot of time, a human being, we are very smart.
有时候我们人是非常聪明的。
Many of us are very educated.
我们也得到很高深的教育。
But when it comes to salvation,
但是当我们谈到救恩的时候
，when it comes to enter the kingdom of heaven,
当我们谈到说进入神的国的时候
，we must know God's will.
我们必须要知道神的旨意
，and also do His will.
也必须要遵行他的旨意
，just like Cornelius.
就像哥林流一样。
And how was he saved?
那他怎么得救呢
？If we read chapter 10, verse 44 to verse 48,
如果我们看第十章四十节到四十四节到四十八节
，let's read from verse 47.
从四十七节开始读。
Can anyone forbid water that they should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
这四十七节，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢
？So during the time Peter was speaking the word of God to Cornelius and his household.
所以当彼得他在说话的时候
，and the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
圣灵就降在他们的身上
and they all began to speak in tongues.
他们就开始说灵言
and during that time they say, who can forbid these people from being baptized?
所以彼得说，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
So during that time they were baptized.
所以那时候他们就受了洗
and that's the only way that him and his household can be saved.
这唯一的方法，他们可以得救的。
So we know that many people in this world they are very good.
所以我们知道在这世上有非常好的人。
But actually, good is not enough.
但是好人并不够的。
Let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3.
请翻开提多书第三章。
The book of Titus, chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书第三章第五节。
Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书第三章第五节。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
第五节，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
So the Bible is very clear.
所以圣经讲得非常的明白。
It stated not by works of righteousness which we have done,
并不是借着我们自己所行的义。
So this means even we spend our whole life to feed the poor.
所以也许我们一生都一直周济百姓就帮助穷人。
And we spend a whole life to find peace on earth.
那我们也尝试着达到这个平安。
We cannot be saved.
但是我们并不能得
救。But only according to his mercy that he can save us.
但是只有借着他的怜悯我们才能得救。
That is through the washing of regeneration.
这个怜悯就借着重生的洗。
This means baptism.
这就是洗礼
and we knew the Holy Spirit.
还有借着圣灵的更新
to be born of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就要从圣灵重生
So that's night tonight I want to share with you.
所以今天晚上我要跟大家分享的
to be born of the Holy Spirit.
就是要从圣灵重生
Let's turn the book of John chapter 3.
请翻开约翰福音第三章
The book of John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
Chapter 3 verse 5.
第三章第五节
Verse 5.
第五节
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you,Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵重生的，就不能进神的国。
Again, Jesus Christ makes this statement.
在这里，耶稣再次的这么说。
Most assuredly, I say to you.
我清清楚楚实实在在告诉你。
Unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
人若不是从水和圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。
You know whatever Lord Jesus Christ speak.
我们知道，当主耶稣讲话的话
，it will be done.
这个话就会得实现。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself.
因为主耶稣就是神。
So that's why it's so important for us to be obedient to the word of God.
这是为什么我们要非常对我们来遵守神的旨意的话是非常
重要的。So if Lord Jesus Christ tells us we must be born again of water and spirit.
所以如果主耶稣跟我们说我们要从水和圣灵重生的话
，if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们要进入神的国的话
，so this means there's no other way that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以没有其他方式可以进入神的国。
And this is His will.
这就是他的旨意。
So for those of us who know His will.
所以那些知道神的旨意的
we must do it.
我们就不需要遵行。
But why is it so important for us to be born again of spirit?
那为什么我要从神灵重生是多么重要呢？
Let's see the book of John chapter 6.
请翻开约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 63.
第六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
约翰福音第六章六十三节。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So we know that during this time, many people follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
At that time, many 很多人都遵守遵行跟随主耶稣。
Because they want to be fed by a physical food.
因为他们要借着跟随主耶稣能得到肉体的饱足。
But our Lord Jesus Christ say to them.
但是主耶稣这么说。
If we only seek for physical food, on the end we will die.
如果我们只追求肉体的食物，到最终我们会死的。
But what we need to seek is for the spiritual food.
但是我们所要追求的是属灵的食物。
Because when we eat of the spiritual food, we will live forever.
如果我们吃属灵食物，我们就永远的活着。
Because that's the spirit that gives life.
因为只有灵是给我们生命的。
The flesh profit nothing.
因为肉体是无益的。
The word that he speak is spirit and they are life.
所以他对我们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So this means when they tell us to be born again of water and spirit.
所以当他们跟我说我们要从水和圣灵重生的话
，we must believe these two words tell us, then we must do it, so we can have this new life inside of us.
我们就必须要深信，然后我们必须要遵行，这样我们才能得以重生进入神国。
For us as human being,
我们是人的。
When we die, our flesh profit nothing.
我们死的时候，我们肉体就无益的。
Actually, if pigs die, if animals die, if they we can eat them.
如果动物死了，或是猪死了，我们可以吃它们。
But for human being, when we die, it costs a family member some money.
但是作为一个人，人死了，反而让家庭损失很多的钱。
Because they need to take us and bury us somewhere.
因为他把我们埋葬起来。
Or have to cremate us.
或是要把我们火葬。
So this means we will definitely cost our family some money.
所以对他们来讲，他们就要花很多钱。
So that's why for many of us.
所以对我们很多人来说
we think if we live in a fancy house,
也许我们住在一个非常好的房子
or drive a fancy car,
开一个非常好的车子
or have so much money,
或是很多的现金
we think we are happy.
我想我们是快乐的
but if we truly think about this,
但是我们如果仔细的想
in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago,
在我在两个礼拜前在三藩市的时候
there's a doctor, she was very wealthy.
有一个医生是非常有钱的。
And she just came back from China to help, you know, to she used all her money to feed the orphanage.
她才从大陆回来，她用她所有的钱来周济这些孤儿院。
And she spent one whole month in China.
她花了一个月的时间在大陆。
And then when she came back,
她回来的时候
，and she drove to the hospital.
她开车到医院
，and she parked on the top floor.
她停车在最高的层顶层。
And she just jumped off the top floor and killed herself.
她要从顶层跳下去自杀。
But during that time, no one can believe this.
在那时候，没有人可以相信。
Because everybody thought that she has everything.
每个人都想说她有每个人都想要得到的。
She retired at a young age from being a doctor.
她很年轻的就退休了。
And she no way she can spend all her money that she has.
她也不会花完她所有的钱。
And she have two children who go to a great college.
她有两个孩子都去名校。
And why would she want to kill herself?
为什么她要自杀呢
？Because during this time she just feel her life is so empty.
因为那时候她觉得说她的生命没有什么意义。
Even though she have everything when concerning material things.
虽然说她有肉体、有物质，所有的每个人所要追求的东西。
But spiritually she was dead.
但是属里面她却是死的。
Because she did not have our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为她没有主耶稣。
That's why it's so important for us to seek for Lord Jesus Christ.
这是非常重要，我们需要追求主耶稣。
And we must be born again of spirit.
那我们要从灵来重生。
Because only the spirit can give us life.
只有灵才能给我们生命。
Everything in this world profit nothing.
这些所有在这个世界上的东西都是无益的。
And what are the reason why it's so important for us to be born of spirit?
那还有什么其他原因？为什么我们要从灵来重生呢
？Let's go to John chapter 16.
请翻开约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章
，verse 13.
第十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 13.
十六章十三节。
However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Nowadays, many people are so confused what is right and what is wrong.
现在很多人都非常不清楚混淆，说什么是对还什么是错的。
Especially when it comes to religion.
特别是谈到信仰的时候。
There's thousands and thousands different religions out there in the world.
在这个世界上有很多种。几千种不一样的信仰。
How would we know what religion is right?
我们怎么知道什么样的信仰才是正确的呢
？So that's why it's so important for us to pray for the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么说我们需要来求圣灵。
Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth.
因为神的灵就是真理的灵。
If we truly seek for the truth,
如果我们真的追求真理
，the Spirit will guide us into all truth.
这个灵就会带领我们追到他真理的面前。
Because when He speak, or not speak of His own authority.
因为他说的话并不是借他自己的。
But when he speak what God tell him to speak.
因为他所说的是借着神所带你说的。
So that's why if we truly want to seek for God.
如果我们真的要追求神的话。
If we truly want to seek for eternal life.
如果我们真的要追求永生的话。
It's so important for us to be born of the Spirit.
我们必须真的要从圣灵来重生。
Just like for me before I came to True Jesus Church.
就像我来真耶稣教会前。
Of course, during a time I feel so empty inside my heart.
在那时候我在心里面是非常的空虚的。
And inside on my heart, I feel like there must be something greater than this physical life.
我那时候是想说，在这里面一定有比我这个肉体更重要的东西。
Because when I was 16 years old.
那时候我十六岁。
My parents were quite wealthy.
我的父母亲是还蛮宽裕的。
That is my adopted parents.
那就是我领养的父母亲。
At 16 years old, I can buy any kind of car I want.
十六岁的时候，我可以买任何我喜欢的车子。
And we live in a big mansion on a hill.
然后我们在住在那个山上的一个豪屋。
And my room has its own bathroom, just like a 5-star hotel.
那我自己的房间都有厕所，就像那个很高级的旅馆一样。
But during time, I feel so empty.
但是我常常觉得很空虚。
I just feel that this life is so meaningless.
我觉得说这个生命实在是没有什么意义。
So during time, I was seeking for God.
所以我就常常想要追求神。
Of course, because my biological parents they practice Buddhism.
但是因为我肉身的父母亲因为拜佛教。
So I studied many different religions from the East.
所以我就自己就查考追求很多不一样从东方来的信仰。
Just like Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism.
或者是佛教，或者是道教，或者是信孔教的。
And I did not find God in all those religions.
但是从这些宗教里面，我没有追求到神。
Then I started to come to know Christianity.
但是我就开始认识追求基督教。
And I went to many churches.
我去过很多的教会。
Just like the Catholic Church.
就像天主教一样。
The Greek Orthodox Church.
就像希腊正宗教派。
Of course, many people in different religions they're very good people.
我们知道每个教派、每个宗教都有非常好的人。
But during that time, I cannot find God there.
但是那时候在这些教会里面，我并没有办法找到神。
But、one day.
但是有一天。
One of the sisters in True Jesus Church.
有一个真耶稣的教会的姐妹。
Invited me to go to come to Bible study.
邀请我到他们的查经聚会。
And during that time, we went to MIT campus to have a Bible study.
那时候我们到麻省理工学院来参加这个查经会。查经。
The minute I walk into the Bible study.
我一进入这个查经会
，For some reason I feel so peaceful and joyful inside my heart。
不知道为什么，我在心里面觉得非常的平安，非常的喜乐。
And after we study the Bible，
所以当我们查经以后
，Of course, they ask us to pray。
他就请我们一起祷告。
And during the prayer, they pray in the spirit。
所以当他们祷告的时候，他们用灵来祷告。
For me, even though before I claimed that I was a Christian。
所以在那以前，虽然我称为我自己是一个基督徒
，I did not know anything about the Holy Spirit.
但是我对这个圣灵是一窍不通的。
So during the time when they kneel down and pray,
所以当我跪下来祷告的时候
，and they spoke in tongue,
他们用圣灵
，and I just opened my eyes to look and say, wow, these people, I think they're a little bit crazy.
那我打开我的眼睛说，哇，这些人有一点奇怪。
Because I just feel like this is so strange.
这对我来讲是非常奇怪的。
Of course, during the time in my heart, I think God exists.
那时候我心里真的相信说神是存在的
，But I really not believe it.
但是我不相信
，Even though I think God exists.
虽然我相信神存在，但还是我不相信他们。
So one time I was praying at home.
所以有一天我在家里祷告。
And I received the Holy Spirit.
那我就得到圣灵。
And that was the first time I know that God exists.
那也是第一次我真的体验到说神真的存在。
And the first time I knew what we preaching in True Church is the truth from the Bible.
也是第一次我真的知道说真耶稣所传的道理是真理。
Why? Because the Holy Spirit.
因为是什么呢？因为是圣灵。
Teach me what is right and what is wrong.
因为圣灵教导我什么是对，什么是错。
Even though there's so many religion out there.
虽然在外面有很多的宗教教派。
But if we truly pray for the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们真的祷告圣灵，
追求圣灵，The Spirit of God will come into our heart.
神的灵会进来我们的心里面。
It will reveal to us what is true and what is false.
让我们向我们显露什么是真的，什么是错的。
So that's why it's so important for us to be born again of the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么我们要从圣灵重生。
Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 8.
请翻开罗马福音罗马书第八章。
The book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
Chapter 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节
Chapter 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。
This is another reason why we need to be born again of spirit.
这就是另外一个原因说我们要从圣灵重生
Yes, even though we live in the flesh
所以虽然我们住在这个肉体里
But if you're born again of the spirit
但是如果我们从圣灵重生
Then we live in the spirit
我们就属圣灵的
If indeed the spirit of God dwells inside of us
如果神的灵在我们圣灵在我们肉体里
We belong to him
我们就是属基督的
But if we do not have the spirit of God inside of us
但是如果我们没有神的灵在我们心里
Then we don't belong to God.
那我们就不属基督的。
So that's why I think and reflect about this.
所以让我们仔细的想想看。
God loves us so much.
神多么的爱我们。
He wants every single one of us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他要我们每一个人都能进入神的国。
But before we enter the kingdom of heaven, we must do a certain things that He asks us to do.
但是在我们能进入神的国前，他要我们要我们做一些他要我们做的事。
Because if we don't born again of the Spirit,
如果我们没有从圣灵重生
we have no life inside of us.
我们里面就没有真
就没有生命。If we don't born of the Holy Spirit.
如果我没有神圣灵重生
We have no idea what is right and what is wrong
我们就不知道什么是对的什么是错的
If we're not born of the Holy Spirit
如果我没有从圣灵重生
Then how can we know the way to reach all the way to the heavenly kingdom
那我们怎么知道什么是领我们 到天国的路呢
Because we're not born of the Holy Spirit
因为我们没有从圣灵重生
We do not belong to God
我们就不属基督的
And I'm sure that every single one of us sitting here tonight
我相信我们每一个坐在这里的人
We want to belong to God
我们都要想要属基督的
We want to know what is right and what is wrong
我们都想要知道什么是对什么是错
Because we want to enter the kingdom of heaven
因为我们要进入神的国
Let's turn to the book of 1 John
我们请翻开约翰一书
1 John chapter 5
约翰一书第五节
1 John chapter
5 约翰一书第五章
Verse 6 to verse 8
约翰一书第五章第六节到第八节。
First John chapter 5 verse 6 to verse 8.
约翰一书第五章第六节到第八节。
This is he who come by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7.
第七节。
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one, verse 8.
第八节。
And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these threeagree as one. So you can see these three verses, it's so important for us to be born of spirit.
所以从这三节来看，我们知道说从圣灵重生是多么的重要。
Because the Holy Spirit will bear witness what is true.
因为圣灵会做见证，因为他就是真理的灵。
Because it's three that bear witness in heaven.
因为在这个天国有三样都来做这个见证。
That is the Father.
就是父。
The Word which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
是这个话就是主耶稣
and the Holy Spirit
还有圣灵
and these three are one
这三样都是归于一的
and there are also three that bear witness on earth
然后在这个世上也有三样事情来做见证
the Spirit, the water and the blood
就是圣灵、水和血
and these three also agree as one
这三样也都归于一
so what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
this means everything that we do according to the Bible
就表示说我们所做都是要根据圣经来做的。
The Holy Spirit must be a witness that is true.
这个圣灵必须要做见证。
So for example, if we want to baptize a person.
举例来说当我们要为一个人受洗的话。
Even though we baptize them in the name of Jesus.
虽然我们借着主耶稣的名来受洗。
Full submersion under the water.
全身浸入水里面。
With a head bow.
头低下来。
If the person baptizing us have no Holy Spirit, then the baptism is not effective.
如果施洗的人没有圣灵，那这个洗礼就无效了。
Because if the person have no Holy Spirit,
因为一个人没有圣灵
，This means the Holy Spirit cannot bear witness what we have done is true.
因为圣灵就没有办法做见证，说所做的是真的。
So that's why it's so important.
这就为什么说有圣灵是多么的重要。
We must be born again of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要从圣灵来重生。
So we can have life inside of us.
所以我们在里面才有生命。
So we can know what is right and what is wrong.
我们才能知道什么是对，什么是错。
Because it will guide us into all truth.
因为他会带领我们到真理面前来。
And then on the end.
到最后
we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就能进入神的国。
So now we know how important it is to be born of the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道，现在知道说对，从圣灵重生多么的重要。
But how do we receive the Holy Spirit?
那我们要如何得到圣灵呢？
We can see many Christians in the world.
我们知道这世界上有非常多的基督徒。
Always claim that if you believe in Jesus Christ.
他们都这么说，如果你相信主耶稣，
we already receive the Holy Spirit.
你已经得到圣灵了。
But what does the Bible say?
但是圣经是怎么说呢？
Does theBible says if you believe in Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit.
圣经有说，当你信主耶稣的时候，你就得到圣灵吗？
Let's go to the Book of Acts.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5.
使徒行传第一章第四节第五节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5.
使徒行传第一章第四节第五节。
And being assembled together with them, he commanded not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard from me. Verse 5.
第五节。
For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So we can see that during this time before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
那时候当主耶稣升天的时候
he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem.
他跟门徒说，在耶路撒冷聚集。
To wait for the promise of the Father.
主他们要等候父所应许的。
That is the way to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
就是要受圣灵的洗。
Remember, during this time, his disciples had been following Jesus and believing him for almost 3 years.
我记得说，那时候这门徒跟随主耶稣已经跟随三年了。
If they believe him almost for 3 years, why do they need to be in Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit?
如果他们已经跟随信他三年了，他们为什么需要聚集在耶路撒冷来等候呢？
So this tells us,
所以这里跟我
that believing Jesus Christ does not equal to receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以相信主耶稣并不等于说得到圣灵。
But maybe some of us who know the Bible well,
那也许我们有比较对圣经比较清楚。
We know the reason why he had to wait because Jesus has not ascended to heaven yet, so the Holy Spirit has not been sent down to his apostle.
我们也许有人会说，因为他们主耶稣还没有升天，所以圣灵还没有降临，所以他们需要在那里等候。
Let's also turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 8.
我们翻开《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8。
《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8, verse 15。
《使徒行传》第八章第十五节。
Verse 15 and 16。
十五节、十六节。
Who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16.
十六节。
For as yet had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus.So we can see in these two verses, there's many disciples who were baptized in Samaria.
所以我们看到说这两节讲说有一个受洗的使徒。
Even though they were baptized.
虽然说他们受洗了。
Even though they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然相信主耶稣。
But during that time, they need to send for Peter and John so they can come down to Samaria to pray for them so they can receive the Holy Spirit.
但是他们需要差遣彼得和约翰到他们那里去为他们祷告，让他们得圣灵。
You can see during this time.
所以在那时候。
If these people do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果那时候他们不相信主耶稣。
They would not have been baptized.
他们就不会受洗，
But they still did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那他们也不会得到圣灵。
Only when Peter and John came down and lay hands on them to help them to pray that they received the Holy Spirit.
直到彼得、约翰来了，帮他们祷告，他们才得到圣灵。
And all of a sudden, Acts chapter 19.
再翻开《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Because everything we say that according to God's will, it must be from the Bible.
所以我们所说所传的每一句话都要从根据圣经来讲的。
We cannot use our own imagination to feel that, you know, as human feel to see which way can we enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们不能用自己的想象来想说要进入神的国要怎么样的进去。
Acts chapter 19, verse 5.
使徒行传十九章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6.
第六节。
And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. we can see in these two verses, there's a bunch of disciples who know of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们从这两节看到说有一些门徒他们都知道主耶稣。
But when Paul talked to them about the Holy Spirit,
但是保罗跟他们谈到圣灵的时候
they said, we have not even heard about the Holy Spirit.
他们说我们没有听过这个圣灵。
So there was a time Paul baptized them.
所以那时候保罗就向他们施洗。
In the name of Jesus.
借着主耶稣的名来施洗。
So after that, he prayed and laid hands on them.
那个以后，他们就按手在他们头上。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
他们就得到圣灵。
So for us, you can see the Bible is very clear.
所以从这里圣经讲的非常的明白。
Even though many of us believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
虽然我们很多人都信主耶稣。
It doesn't mean that we receive the Holy Spirit.
并不代表说我们就得到圣灵。
But what is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit?
但这个得到圣灵的表现凭据是什么呢？
How do we know we receive the Holy Spirit?
我们如何知道说我们得到圣灵呢？
Just like in chapter 19, verse 6.
就像19章第16节这么说。
Acts chapter 19, verse 6.
使徒行传十九章第六节这么说。
And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
So during that time, how did Paul know that they received the Holy Spirit?
所以保罗如何知道说他们得到圣灵呢？
Because in a time when the Spirit fell upon them, they spoke in tongues.
因为当圣灵降在他们头上的时候，他们就开始说方言。
So when they spoke in tongues, then they know they received the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们开始说灵言、说方言的时候，我们就知道说他们得到圣灵。
Let's also go to the book of Acts chapter 8.
再翻开第八章，使徒行传第八章。
Verse 17.
第八章第十七节。
Then they lay hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Chapter 8, verse 17.
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
So we read this verse
already. 这个章节。
When Peter and John laid hands on them,
所以彼得跟约翰在他们头上按手的时候
they received the Holy Spirit.
他们得到圣灵。
And then in verse 18,
18节,
And when Simon saw that through the laying of her hands, the apostle, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money.
所以西门看见使徒按手并有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒。
You can see that during that time.
所以你可以看见说那时候的情形。
How did Simon know that they have received the Holy Spirit?
西门彼得如何知道说他们得到圣灵呢？
Because many Christians proclaim that we have the Holy Spirit.
很多教派都说我们已经有圣灵
了。But if we truly have the Holy Spirit, we must be able to see with our physical eyes.
但如果我们真的有圣灵，说我们要用肉体眼可以看得出来。
So we know the reason Simon be able to see because they were speaking in tongue.
所以这个西门之所以可以看得见，说他看见他们在说方言。
So that's why when he heard them speaking in tongue, when he see their body shaken, he knew that he received the Holy Spirit.
所以当看他在说方言，身体在震动，他就知道说他们得到圣灵。
And also turn the book of Acts chapter 2.
再翻开《使徒行传》第二章
，chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 4.
第二章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 4.
第二章第一节到第四节。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all but one accord in one place. Verse 2.And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3.
第三节。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4.
第四节。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we know that during this time, 120 disciples were sitting and praying for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道在五旬节的时候120个门徒聚集在求圣灵。
So during the time was the day of Pentecost.
那就是五旬节的时候。
And suddenly came a sound from heaven.
突然从天上有响声。
This sound is like a rushing mighty wind.
这个响声就像大风吹过一
样。And it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
他们充满他们所坐的房子。
And it appeared to them divided tongues.
然后就像又有舌头的火显现出来。
And the tongue is just like fire.
就像火一样。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就被圣灵所充满。
And they began to speak in tongues.
然后他们开始说灵言。
So that's why any Christian proclaim that they received the Holy Spirit.
所以如果任何的基督徒说他们得到圣灵。
They must be able to speak in tongues.
他们就必须要能够说方言。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
If we only claim that we have the Holy Spirit.
如果你称说有圣得到圣灵
，and we do not speak in tongue，
但是没有办法说这个灵
，and we have no other evidence that we receive the Holy Spirit，
也没有其他的证据说你得到圣灵
，then we have nothing。
那我们就知道这个不是真的。
Because in the book of Acts， every time they receive the Holy Spirit， they spoke in tongue。
我们在使徒行传记载，每一次当一个人受圣灵的时候，他就能说灵言。
And then if we read chapter 2 verse 5，
我们再看第二章
，Acts chapter 2 verse 5。
第二章《使徒行传》第二章第五节。
And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Verse 6.
第六节。
And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7.
第七节。
Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? Verse 8.
第八节。
And how it is that we hear each our own language in which we are born, verse 9.
第九节。
And verse 9, you can see all the different languages.
第九节可以看到说各种不一样的语言。
And verse 10, the same thing.
第十节也是一样。
You can see when they spoke in tongue.
所以当他们说这个灵言的时候。
Of course, God opened the people's ears.
神打开他们的眼，他们的耳。
Because at the time, there's two groups of people.
那时候两个不一样的。
Because one group, they were so amazed that they heard their own languages.
有一群人，他们非常惊讶，因为他们听到他们自己的国家的方言。
But look at verse 13.
第十三节这么说。
Others mock and say they are full of new wine.
还有人讥笑说他们无非是新酒灌满的。
This means the people who saw the same group of people who pray in tongue.
就表示说有另一群看到说这些被圣灵充满说灵言的人。
But God did not open the ears.
但是神没有开他们的耳。
Because in a time they thought they were drunk.
因为在那时候，他们认为说他们是被酒 所灌满的。
So what does this mean for us?
所以对我们来说，这是代表什么呢
？Actually, speaking in tongue is an unknown language.
这个能说灵言是一种听不懂的方言。
It cannot be understood by human being.
没有办法让人来听得懂的。
Unless God open the ears to understand it.
除非说神开他的耳，让他让他了解。
So that's why one group of people.
所以我们看到说有一群人
When they heard the apostle pray in spirit,
当他们听到说这些信徒门徒来祷告
they were so amazed,
他们非常的惊讶
because God opened their ears to hear the different languages.
因为神开他们耳让他们 听到说他们自己各国的语言
And then this one group,
另外一群人
thought they were completely drunk.
认为说他们已经酒醉的
So when we think about this,
所以如果我们想想的话
because too many Christians proclaim that if we receive the Holy Spirit, we speak in languages.
所以很多人很多基督教派这么说说当你受圣灵的时候你是说一种语言的
But imagine 120 people
但你想想看120个人
Speak in different languages
每个都讲不一样的语言
If you are a listener
如果你在听的话
How can you understand what they're saying?
你怎么有可能听得懂呢
For example, sometimes I tend to speak very fast
有时候我自己讲话非常快
And I speak over Brother John's translation
我讲话的时候有人帮我翻译
And only two of us, you can't even understand what they say if I speak over him
如果只有我们两个讲的话，我只跟他讲的话，这个有时候你们也没有办法了解我们在说什么。
Imagine 120 people.
想想看，说有120个人。
And they speak all the different kind of languages.
他们都说不一样的语言。
How can anyone can listen to them and understand what they're saying?
怎么有可能任何人能听得懂他们人在讲什么呢
？Only when God opened their ears.
只有因为说神开他们的耳，让他们了解。
To hear what they're saying.
能听懂他们在说在说什么。
But the other group.
但是另外一群人
It's only right that they say they are full of new wine.
因为他们说这些人是被酒醉的。
Because if you listen to 120 people speaking different language, for sure they are just mumbling.
如果你只是听到说120个人都讲说他们自己的语言，你听起来只是一群吵声。
Just like when we go to a supermarket.
就像我们到超级市场一样。
That's like when we go to a sports game.
或是去参加看的比赛球赛。
When people are talking.
当很多人在讲话的时候
We cannot understand anything they say.
我们听不懂他们在说什么
Unless one of them come and talk directly to us.
除非说一个人来到我们面前来仔细的跟我们讲
So that's why for us we must think and reflect.
所以我们必须要仔细的想
From last night until tonight what we speak is all from the Bible.
所以昨天晚上到今天晚上我们从都讲的都是从圣经所讲的
Because everything from the Bible is according to God's will.
圣经所记载的都是根据神的旨意所讲的。
So we truly want to enter the kingdom of God.
所以如果我们真的要进入神的国
，we must be born again of water and spirit.
我们必须要从水和圣灵重生。
If we're not born again of water and spirit,
如果我们没有从水和圣灵重生
，it doesn't matter if you do not know God.
你也许不了解不认识神。
It doesn't matter if you're the best person in the whole world.
你也许是最好这个世界上最好的人。
We cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
还是不能进神的国。
Because for us, no way we can work.Our own righteousness to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们没有办法借着我们自己的义来进入神的国。
And no way every single one of us, if we listen to the word of God,
没有办法说我们都要听神的话。
And we're not willing to hear it and do His will.
然后不接受神的话来遵循他。
We cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就没有办法进入神的国。
So that's why for us, if we want to truly enter the kingdom of heaven,
所以我们如果要进入神的国
，many of us can call Jesus Lord, Lord.
很多人说主啊，主啊。
But what important not to call him Lord, Lord, but to do what he tells us to do.
并不是说我们教主，而是要我们是否遵行他的旨意。
I shared with you earlier my biological parents.
我稍早一点跟你分享说我的亲生的父母。
They've been practicing Buddhism all their lives.
他们一生都遵行这个佛教。
So when they came to visit me in San Jose.
所以他们来圣何西来访问我的时候，来看我的时候。
Because during this time they were in Boston.
因为在那之前，他们都住在波士顿。
So when they came to live with me in Boston, I mean in San Jose.
所以当他们来跟我在圣何西一起住的时候
，That time my father was already baptized.
在那时候，我的父亲已经受洗了。
And my mother she didn't want to be baptized.
我母亲并不想要受洗。
Because my mother is more devout to a Buddhism than my father.
因为我妈比我父亲是一个更虔诚的佛教徒。
But even then, one night on a Wednesday service.
但是有一天在礼拜三晚上的聚会
we went to service together.
我们一起到参加聚会。
And during the time, for some reason, God must have moved their hearts.
神动了他们的心，开了他们的心。
And they asked me.
他们就问我
，How do you pray to God？
你是怎么向神祷告呢
？Of course, I tell them how they should pray.
当然，我就跟他们说你要怎么的祷告。
They should kneel down with their hands, put their hands together.
你就要跪下来，把你的手合在一起。
And close their eyes and say Hallelujah.
把你眼睛闭上来说 Hallelujah.
Of course, at that time, my father is 85 years old, so it's very difficult for him to kneel down.
所以那时候我父亲已经85岁了，让他跪下来是不容易的。
So he was sitting on a front pew.
所以他坐在前面的座位。
And both my mother and my father were sitting.Front pew.
所以我的父亲跟母亲都坐在前面的椅子。
And I try to teach them how to say Hallelujah.
所以我跟他们讲说如何说 Hallelujah.
Even though I tell them how to say Hallelujah, they cannot say Hallelujah.
虽然说我跟他们讲说如何讲 Hallelujah, 他们还是讲不出来。
So, I have to write it down for them.
所以我必须要写下来。
Of course, in this time, their heart was so simple, very pure.
所以在那时候，我知道说他们心是非常的单纯的，非常的纯的。
So why we were praying?
所以我们祷告的时候
，Before I even get up to lay hands，
所以在我还没有站起来按手的时候
，And I heard both my parents spoke in tongue。
我可以听到说我父母亲都已经得到
圣灵。The time I just kneeled down and closed my eyes to see, but I heard them spoken in tongue。
虽然那时候我眼睛闭着，但是我可以听见他们在说灵言。
And it's impossible for them to fake it。
那我知道说跟他们对他们讲是不可能撞出来的。
Because when I got up before I lay hands。
因为在我还没有站起来跟他们按手的时候
I asked both my parents,
我问我的父母亲
I say, what happened to you guys?
我说你们两个是怎么了
Because for me, I just act, I'm very surprised.
我就当表现出非常惊讶
Because I want to see what they experience.
因为我想要知道说他们的感受他们的体验是什么
And they say to me, they have no idea what happened.
所以他们跟我说他们也不知道发生了什么事
When they say hallelujah,
他们说当他们讲哈利路亚的时候
And they feel electricity going through their head.
他们感受到这个电流从头上下来
And their tongue start to move.
他们舌头就开始震动
And their body start to shake.
他们身体开始震动
And then they just feel so peaceful and joyful inside their hearts.
他们就觉得非常的平安非常喜乐
Of course, we know that they received the Holy Spirit.
当然我们知道他们就得到圣灵了
It's impossible for my parents to fake this.
对这个让我父母亲来
装出来是不可能的 And I never told them how they feel when they have received the Holy Spirit.
我也从来没有跟他们说当你得到圣灵的时候我感觉是怎么样的
But they say,Exactly what the Bible stated.
但他们说的感觉跟圣经描写是一模一样的。
They just feel just a wind blown at them.
就像他们感觉像说风吹过一样。
They feel warm inside their heart.
他们从心里面感觉非常的温暖。
And they feel so peaceful and joyful.
他们觉得非常的平安，非常的喜乐。
So that's why for us as a Christian.
所以作为一个基督徒的。
God wants every single one of us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
神要我们都要进入神的国。
But first we need to do His will.
但是我们必须要做他的旨意。
And only then we can truly enter the kingdom of heaven.
一旦我们遵行他的旨意，我们就能进神的国。
Let's rise up and sing Him 247.
我们请唱诗247首。
247.
247首。